Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees.
He sees the tears you cry.
And he shares.
He shares your pain inside.
And sometimes
you wonder why he
allows
you to go
through
what you go through.
What you go through.
But listen. Good place to slip up those hands to give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help in here. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your day. Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your
lungs, you shout.
Oh. Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know
he has his
hand. He has his
hand on you.
Yes, he does.
He said,
I'll see you through. And when you cry, he's holding you. So just leave. For he will provide, yes he will, yes he will. Just know he has his hands on. Sometimes you feel so alone, like a child lost and no home. They keep
Just one more time. Amen. I am Pastor D. Townsend. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair. Welcome to Fuse Memorial Worship Service. Amen. This is two entities coming together for the greater good. Amen. The greater good being Christ. Amen. We have come together to have a worship service for you on this Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to you. Happy Resurrection Day. Amen. God is in the midst. God is in the house. Amen.
Amen.
I am just so grateful to God for this opportunity to serve. Amen. And so in the midst of our servitude, in the midst of our service, amen, we're going to start this Sunday morning, amen, with a song. Amen. Let's let my singers have their place. Amen. The floor is yours.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living.
Whatever men may say, I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time
I need Him, He's always near me.
He lives.
Christ Jesus lives today.
He walks with me. He lives.
Salvation to impart. You ask me how.
He lives within my heart.
He lives.
Christ Jesus lives today.
He walks with me along the way.
He lives.
Salvation to impart.
You ask me how I know.
He lives within my heart. He lives within my heart. Amen.
Yes, He does.
Amen. All right. We shall now have our affirmation of faith.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, and on the third day He arose from the dead, and He ascended into heaven, and He sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
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 Amen. We shall now have our prayer followed by our scripture. Followed by our scripture.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning to hear the birds singing and praising you. Thank you for this glorious morning. We honor you and praise you. Thank you for your son who died for us and rose on the third day from the dead. Holy Spirit, come in and show your presence. Lord, thank you for the blessings we will receive from you. Lord, you got the whole world in your hands. Heal the sick and the world. Thank you for the food to heal and strengthen us. Lord, you said, ask, and it shall be given to you.
Amen.
Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We should not have our scripture. We shall not have our scripture. The scripture comes out of the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16.
Sorry, I wasn't being heard. The book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. In the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be afraid," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. The word of God for his people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Lisa. Amen. For the word of God, amen. That sustains us, that keeps us, that covers us, that protects us through all things. Amen. I am just so grateful for the word of God. Just a few announcements that we do have. Amen. I just wanted to remind you that during this time and during this season of this pandemic, amen, and I say a season because it will pass, amen.
Amen.
Like anything else, it will come and we will deal with it and we will move on. And God will receive the glory for all of this, amen. So all we have to do is just weather the storm. We just have to mind our time and do what is asked of us. So please, when you go out, please wear your mask. Please wear your gloves. And if you take your gloves off, please either wash your hands for 15 seconds or sanitize, amen. Please, please, please stay healthy, stay safe. Amen. Because God did give us, he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but we have to also maintain this temple that he has given us. Amen. So in the midst of that, let us continue to pray for one another. Amen. We know we have lost a few members during this season. Yesterday we funeralized Brother Walter Hollis. Amen. Who was a cornerstone of our church, amen. And he lived 92 years, amen. Somebody give God some praise for that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, that is a true blessing, a true, true blessing, amen. And so let us continue to serve, amen. You know, this week we have two services coming up, that for Brother Joseph Hightower, amen, and the Campbell family. And we also have funeral services for Miss Maddie Callen, amen, and her family, amen. Let us continue to pray and be in prayer for them, amen. I'm just here to let you all know that we're going to come through this. We're going to get through this. And when we get through it, amen, we're going to shine like pure gold, because, you know, we are the Bibles right now that this world is reading, amen. They're looking at us to see what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And because we're not running around here screaming and shouting with pulling our hairs out, we're the most calm people right now. The Christians are the calm ones right now, because we know what the Bible says, amen. We know what God did before. God allowed plagues to come before, amen, in the old times. And guess what? He's still seeing them through. So I'm here to tell somebody right now that even though we're going through a plague, even though we're going through a situation, God's word and God's works will show us some miracles, amen. Because God is not going to take us through the desert and not bring us to the brook without showing. Oh, come on, somebody. He's not going to show us a miracle in the midst of this plague. So something good is going to happen through this plague, amen. And so I'm going to let somebody know today to hold on. Hold on and just watch God's hand move. Watch what God will do in the midst of a situation. Amen?
Yeah.
Y'all got me preaching before my time. Amen.
It's all right. It's all right.
Amen. Amen. So I'm just here to tell you, you know, I want to announce that to you. This is the announcements. Let me announce that to you. To be ye steadfast. To hold on. And don't worry, because God has everything in complete control.
Amen.
Yes, and you know, and the funny thing about it, and you all know that I don't hold things back. I'm preaching to myself as well as I preach to you, that God has everything in complete control.
Yes, yes.
So I'm just so grateful for what he is doing and what he has done. Amen. And if you know that God has been good to you, I need somebody to shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. All right. With that being said, let us now have our altar call.
Good morning, saints. It's altar call. It's prayer time, saints. As you come to the altar, giving God your full attention, talk to him. Tell him all your troubles. But most of all, give him praise and thank him for being God all by himself. Turn it over to Jesus and say, here I am, Lord, your humble servant. Bowing down at the altar, thanking and praising you for sparing our lives. One more day this Easter Sunday, giving you all the praise and worship you so deserve. For your pain and suffering on the cross. For your wondrous working, powerful blood you shed for us. And most of all, thank you for your resurrection. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins to save a wretch like me. Thank you for the glorious day, Lord, a day of forgiveness that stretches out like a lake of never-ending grace, a day of promise, of love in action, alive and outstretched, a day of unity, mending broken lives where we build bridges of peace and restoration, a day of celebration, of worshiping, to a living Lord who holds heaven out to us and proclaims life over death. Lord, help us to live in the gladness and grace of Easter Sunday every day. Let us have hearts of thankfulness for your sacrifice. Let us have eyes that look upon your grace and rejoice in our salvation. Help us to walk in that mighty grace and tell your good news to the world. Oh, Lord, risen alive and full of grace, you paid such a price that we may live in freedom today. We worship your holy name and give thanks for your redeeming grace. Heavenly Father, may we drink in your tender love so that we can pour this love out to others. Come reign in our hearts, minds, and spirits. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to blow through our every word, action, thought. Come transform us,
on the inside so that each day we become more like our risen Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us today. May your love be shared among us as we enjoy the gift of fellowship. May we remember to give out the grace and forgiveness that you have freely given us. And may we always give thanks for your sacrificial Lord. Lord, we thank you for all the families represented here today at the sound of my voice. We thank you for covering them with your precious blood and keeping them especially from this virus. Pray for the bereaved families, Father, whose loved ones have gone home to be with you. Pray for the sick and shut in. Pray for the frontline workers, nurses, doctors, police, fire, and caregivers. Workers in nursing homes, prisoners, mental issues, ones who are in the hospital just because they are sick. Pray for the pastor and church members who are having church today, no matter how, but still worship and praising the Lord. Lord, we ask you for a special prayer for our pastor. Let the Holy Spirit use him in a special way to bring us a special blessing.
Amen, amen.
From you, Lord. Only you can do that, Lord. Be with us, lead us, and guide us so that we may continue to love one another and giving you all the honor and glory, Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Shower down on us this Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your warm embrace, Holy Spirit. We welcome you in this place. May God continue to keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. And let no weapon of evil come against us. Cover us, Lord, with your most precious blood. There is power, wondrous working power in the blood. Can nobody do us like the Lord. We love you and we magnify your holy name. Ain't no need in words. It'll be all over in the morning. God is a wonderful worthy to be praised. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Osmond, for that wonderful and powerful prayer. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I feel the Spirit of God moving even now. Amen.
Yes.
God is so good. God is
Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen. Miss Annette, you guys have a song for us?
No, just me.
Okay. Amen.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
No, not a one. No, not one. None else can heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles.
Oh, yes, he does.
He will guide till the day is done. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows. If you got any doubts, he knows. Oh, he knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Amen.
Praise God. And just remember that when you're struggling out there, and it's the mental thing coming, you feel the walls is closing in on you. God got you. Thank you, Reverend. I'm sorry.
Amen. That is the truth. Amen. I am one that I am guilty at guilty of that. I have been feeling that way, like the walls have just been closing in on me, you know. But I do know
yeah.
that God has me. I do know that God
yeah.
has me. And
amen.
I tell you, nobody can do me like the lowly Jesus, you know.
Amen.
Jesus,
that's
right. The one that has kept me all this time, you know, and I'm just so grateful for his awesomeness, you know, because
amen.
He's awesome in what he does in his work. And
yes,
I tell you, all the time I have to just remind myself that God got me. You know,
yeah.
God got me. And somebody
yeah.
out there needs to hear this.
Yeah.
And I know
yeah.
this is Fuse's worship service, but this is also the Jubilee Affair. And so I have to
amen.
Also say that God got you. That you don't have
yes.
to worry. God going to take care of this. God got you.
He knows all about it.
And he knows all about your struggles. He got you. You worrying
yeah.
about things that you cannot control. God
hmm.
got you.
Hmm.
He going to fix it. But
yes,
you have to, there's a thing that we have to do. That, you know, in a math equation, you cannot add or subtract a number without having another number with it.
Right.
Amen. So you have to do your part in order for God to do his part, and then you will see the equal of what God and you together can do.
Amen.
So you both have a part in this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't
yes.
do your part and God does his part, the equation just won't work.
Yes.
So you have to be willing and accept what God is telling you to do for your life.
Yeah.
In order
yeah.
to see his blessings come to fruition. Hey, amen. Y'all got me preaching before. Man, it's a blessing, amen. But I'm just
yes,
so grateful. I'm truly grateful, amen. And God is good. God is
amen.
Good. And on a day like this, I mean, how can you not just as we acknowledge the risen Savior, how can you
yeah.
not just give him the praise for what he did? Because when
amen,
he did,
amen. Yeah.
He had all our names on his heart when he did.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
he did. Yes, he did.
Mm, mm, mm.
When you
amen.
Know that you
Father.
Know that you know. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Father God, it's me, your most humble servant.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase.
Yeah.
More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. Father God, shower down your blessings upon the Jubilee Affair, and shower down your blessings upon Fuse Memorial on this day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. I add a special blessing in for Brother Hakim, my good brother, who
amen.
Rearranged his schedule, Father, to step in for this great show and to step in for Fuse Memorial, Father. I ask
amen,
every
amen.
Fuse member
amen.
And every minister would lift up a prayer for Brother Hakim. Amen.
Yeah.
I would also
amen.
Ask you guys to lift up a special prayer for Sister Michelle, the leader of this network, who came with this vision. Amen.
Amen.
I just ask right now, Father God, that you would bless them. That
yeah.
you would bless all of our sick and shut-in members, Father. That you would
yeah.
touch them all right now. We just thank you, Father God, and we love you. And, Father God, you know that I honor you to the best of my ability. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The scripture, which was read out of the gospel according to Mark chapter 16, beginning with verse 1, I would like to read it again for your listening pleasure. And it reads, "Now when the Sabbath had passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices that they may have come and anoint him. But very early in the morning on the first week, they had come to the tomb when the sun had risen. But they said among themselves, 'Who will roll away the stone from the door for us?' But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said, 'Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, but see the place where they laid him. And now I tell you to go and tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said it to you. So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. For a subject today, the reason why we sing. To understand the blessing, we must first discuss the struggle. As scripture tells us, Jesus came here to this world to save humanity from the wicked and evil traps of the enemy. Mankind was sliding down a railing straight into the fires of hell, and looking back in the Old Testament, everything that God tried to do to get the people to serve him fell on deaf ears. God gave them a law which they could not follow. Afterwards, he allowed the judges to come and watch over Israel. They failed at their attempts. Israel cried out for a king, and some kings did good in the sight, while some others did evil in the sight of God. Consequently, the people did not flourish, thus Israel was left holding the bag. In an effort to return the people back to God, he rose up the prophets to come in and to teach and to preach the undiluted word of God, all while trying to keep God from destroying the people. It is through the prophets that and their communication with God that we, the reader, learn about the coming of the Messiah, the one who will succeed at his mission when everything and everybody else failed. Every prophet received a glimpse of the Messiah as a reward at the end of their earthly ministries. And as we come to this era where we, where the world is so sick and so diseased and so dirty and ignorant and unknowing and so wrapped up in sin, we meet a man named Jesus.
Amen.
Who by all scriptural standards is the prophesied Messiah. His ministry was to bring the people back into God's good graces. But let's think about Jesus for a minute. Let's think about a bridge. God created a great bridge, and due to mankind not caring for this bridge, the bridge began to crumble and to fall apart. Well, Jesus came with his mighty arms and held that bridge up so that the people could walk across the bridge, guided by the Holy Spirit, back to God. And everything that Jesus did, he did it for them. He did it for you, and he did it for me. Every time that he healed, every time that he set apart, every time that he uplifted, every time he sacrificed, every betrayal, every struggle, every time he felt the sting of the whip, every time he cringed at the twisting of the crowns on his head, he took it and he dealt with it for me and for you, and this is why I sing.
Amen.
As the scripture teaches us, Jesus took a beating that no man could take.
Mm-hmm.
No man could endure, and no man could stand. And after they hung him on a tree, and as he laid in that tomb, something miraculous happened. He got up. Because he lives, I can sing praises to the Almighty. Because he lives, I can face the test of time and not grow weary. Because my Jesus lives.
Amen.
I can see my way through the dimly lit areas where if I am not careful, I could find myself stumbling. Because he lives, salvation belongs to me. Because he lives, I can boldly say, what a friend I have. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What a friend I have in Jesus. Because he lives, I can quote my good brother Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:7, where he declared, for we live by faith and not by sight. I can see, I can understand, and I fully know now why the world hated him so much. Mankind has tried to denounce my Jesus since his birth, and they thought that his death would shut him up. But when I place myself
that time looking in the tomb, I see my Jesus. He got up with all powers in his hands, and he looked at that devil, and he looked at death, and he looked at sin, and he looked at anything that tried to corrupt his people, that tried to stop his mission, that tried to bury his neck in sand, and Jesus said that you cannot. No, I'm gonna go straight here. That you can't touch this. Amen. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
Yes.
His eyes are always on the sparrow, and I know that he watches over me. But if I can, let me tell you a little something. I have told you how the world was before Jesus. Well, I remember being like that. I remember being like that. Well, after Jesus, I was dirty, disgusted, fed up, overwhelmed, fatigued, lifeless, full of hate, bitter, destructive, mad, angry, and at the verge of wanting to remove myself from this world. But on that fateful day, I met a man named Jesus who claimed himself to be the risen Savior that told me not to fear, not to worry. I heard Jesus speak in John 10:10, that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have life more abundantly. Yes, you're going to have life on that other side, but I want you to have life on this side as well. Jesus wanted me to remind you that I have defeated the one thing that scares our people. I have defeated death. I have snatched the keys of hell, and I am the Lord of the living and the Lord of the dead, and I did it all.
Thank you, Lord.
I did it all for you.
Yes.
I had your name on my lips when I went down there and I preached. I had your name on my lips when they nailed the nails in my hand. I had your name on my lips when they nailed the nails in my feet. I had your name on my lips when they put the crown on my head. I had your name on my lips when they straightened up that cross. I had your name on my lips every time my breath got a little faint. I had your name on my lips when I talked to that man that was on the cross with me that day. I had your name on my lips when they laid me in that tomb. I had your name on my lips when I got up out that tomb. I had your name on my lips when I returned to my Father. And I have your name on my lips when I returned back to earth. And when I ascended for that last time, I had your name on my lips. I want somebody to know right now that Jesus has his name, your name, on his lips. And right now, because we serve a risen Savior.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because we serve a risen Savior, I can sing.
Yeah.
I can lift up melodies.
Yeah.
Unto the Lord.
Yes.
No matter what goes on.
Yeah.
No matter.
Yeah.
What they try to do. He snatched the keys.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm the Lord of the living.
Yeah.
And the dead. And I did it all for you. No matter what the world tries to tell you. No matter what the scholars try to show you.
Yeah.
No matter how many times people try to denounce me, denounce what the scriptures may say. No matter how many scientists try to tell you that I am not real. Jesus said in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they may die. You see, when I say that this time of the year makes me sing, I am reminded about the slaves, our ancestors. They would sing when they communicated strategy of freedom from the oppressor's hand. Isaiah 14:27 says, for the Lord of hosts has planned, and who can frustrate it? And as for his stretched out hands, who can turn it back? Well, the reason why I sing is through the resurrection of the Messiah. We're able to see the strategies that remove the hands of the oppressors off of our backs. That strategy took the sting of the whip and the hanging up from the trees and gave us a sense of freedom, a sense of victory, and a sense of placement in the kingdom of God and in this world where you are the world's most hated. But remember, now more than ever, what side of the tree that you are on.
Amen.
What is the reason why you sing?
Yes.
The angel in the tomb said it best, that there is nothing dead in this tomb.
Yes.
The reason why I sing is because he has risen. And as he rose with all power, and all the hosts of heaven cheered in excitement, let's go down the list. I see and hear Brother Moses saying, good job, boy. The law has been fulfilled. The good warrior Joshua saying, guard yourself, my king, Jesus, and let the battle be joined. The prophet Samuel saying, look at the great root of Jesse. David saying, look at my great giant slayer. Solomon saying, my Jesus, the wisest of them all. Ezekiel saying, I have seen the four faces of your anointed, and now I understand the human one. Isaiah saying, they bruised you, master, but you prevailed. Daniel saying, the great lion that saved me from the lion's mouth. Jeremiah saying, yes, I wept during the day and night, but thy greatest joy came in the morning. Zephaniah saying, look, Jesus, the flower raised amongst the thorns. Zechariah said, well done, my good and faithful king. Joel said, now the pouring out of the Spirit begins. Ezra and Nehemiah said, the building prophets, looking at the stone that the builders rejected. Now my God and my king is the centerpiece of it all. Hagar saying, I can experience your peace once more. Malachi saying, Jesus, you did not rob God. You paid it all. And on that great resurrection Sunday, I got the victory. And this is why I sing. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. I was once in sin. But glory be to God and glory be to the Lord Jesus Christ that he pulled me out of the lion's mouth. And because he pulled me out of the lion's mouth, I don't care who don't like it. I don't care who don't want to deal with it. I'm going to preach his word. I'm going to do his word. I'm going to live his word. I'm going to share his word until my dying day. Simply because he rose with all power in his hands. And because he rose with all power in his hands, how can I not give my Jesus the praise for what he has done? He has opened up doors for me. He has let me know that if I stay the course, that yes, I may be placed in the tomb, but on that great day, he's going to call my name. He's going to have my name on his mouth. And when he calls my name, I'm going to come out that tomb, and he's going to say, loose him and let him go. For he is one of mine. I want somebody here right now to know that Jesus is calling your name. We serve a living Jesus. A living God. Do you want to sing sweet melodies? If that's you, you need to give your life over to Jesus. If that's you on this resurrection Sunday, give your life over to the one that can fix it. Muhammad, on his dying deathbed, said, I'm dying. And I do not know where I'm going. Buddha died with a smile on his face. Confucius died in his grave. But my Jesus got up.
Amen.
My Jesus rose.
He did.
He rose from the dead.
Yes.
Because he rose.
Oh, yeah.
I can sing.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm happy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm free.
Yeah.
He killed the depression.
Yeah.
He killed the irritation.
Yeah.
He killed the jealousy. He killed the envy.
Yeah.
He killed it all. So that I may live.
Yeah.
And this is why
I sing.
May God bless you.
Because I'm free.
Thank you.
Oh, it rises.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
The dawn, the sparrow, and I know he watches heavily. Oh, I sing because I'm happy. You know, I sing because I'm so free. Oh, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches his me.
Amen.
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 I would like to take an opportunity to open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus. If there's somebody here today that you're in and you're listening and you don't believe or know that if you died right now that you would go unto heaven,
yes.
I would ask that you would pray this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again for me. Now, Lord, be the center of my life. Help me to see what you are asking me to do. Help me, Father God, to travel through these roads of life, Father, when I feel like giving up. Help me, Father God, to see your path and your grace and your mercy for my life. Lord, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. Help me to be a better person in you. Help me to see the blessings that you have placed before me. And I'll forever be grateful. I thank you. Accept me into your life. I believe that you lived and that you died and that you rose again.
Oh, yeah.
I am yours and you are mine.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
If you have prayed that prayer, know that you have sincerely prayed it in your heart and not just with your lips.
Yeah.
Know that you are among those that are saved.
Yeah.
Happy birthday and welcome home.
Amen.
Amen. Before we close out, I would like to give an opportunity for all of my listeners to hear and to know these great ministers and singers that we have on our phone. Amen. Mr. Tony Spencer, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, Pastor.
Amen. Brother Tony Spencer, amen. Our choir president, Sister Annette McKinney, are you there?
Yes, I am, Reverend. I enjoyed your message.
Amen, amen. Reverend Patricia Johnson, are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Minister Rosalind Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. God has risen today. Amen.
Amen, amen. Minister Tremaine Townsend, are you there? Amen. Are you there? I know you said you was putting your phone on mute, amen, but I vouch for her. She is there, amen. Exhorter Lisa Green, are you there?
Jesus is Lord. I'm here.
Amen. And Exhorter Kyle Garrett, are you there?
I'm here, and I'm holding hands with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to go back, Minister Townsend. Are you there?
I am here. Amen. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And the good brother Hakim, are you there, sir? Brother Hakim, he's there. He's probably doing some work for the show behind the scenes. Amen.
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 All right, amen. It's a true blessing to have you all here.
Yes, I'm here, Pastor.
Amen, amen. That's right.
Amen.
The lifeline of this show, amen.
Amen.
Always doing something constructive, amen. We got to We got to lift him up, amen, because he's the lifeline of this network, amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You so much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. I'm just so grateful again. I pray that something that was said today, a song or the preached word, that touched your heart in some form or fashion. I pray that God will bless you, amen. And if you are in need of a Bible-based church that preaches the undiluted word of God, you are welcome to join us on Sunday mornings once this pandemic, once God releases us from this, amen. Our Sunday morning service is at 11 a.m. We are Fuse Memorial CME Church at 456 Palmerston Street, River Rouge, Michigan, amen. Shout out to River Rouge and the people of River Rouge, amen. Ecorse and Lincoln Park,
amen.
God is good all the time, amen.
Yes.
So you may come and join us, amen. I am Pastor D. I am the pastor there, and I am the pastor of the HubNet Online Network, amen. We are it is a true blessing to all of us, amen. With that being said, Minister Roslyn, will you please lead us in our doxology?
Praise God from
you and may God keep you. And because he lives,
yes.
He can face tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
But he rose with all power in his hands. May God bless you. May God keep you. Until next week. This is the Jubilee Affair. This is Pastor D. Townsend. We are Fuse Memorial. We are signing off. Good afternoon and God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
Dark clouds.
even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your lungs, you shout. Oh, will there ever be a change? What shall, I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know He has His hand. He has His hand.
His hand.
Yes, He does.
That'll
see you through. And when you cry, He's holding you. So just lift your hands up high, for He will provide. Yes, He will, yes, He will. Just know He has His hands on. A child lost and no home. They keep telling you to be strong, but you say, when will it end? When will I win? That's what I want to know. But just know He has His hands. He has
hands on you.
Yes, He does. Yes, He does.
He
said, I'll see
you through.
And when you cry, He's holding you. So you can just lift your hands up. He will heal. He will provide. No.
Come on,